Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And I guess it's your summer. Pretty sure it's been a hot month. Many of you, if you haven't been here out in New York, very hot the last few days. But I pray that you summer has gone well. I just pray that you're having a lot of fun and enjoying time with your family, friends. And today I'd like to do something that's become a tradition, is share my own story of transition. I just pray that your story touched somebody's life. I just pray that there's somebody who's struggling right now will also come to know that God loves you as you are. God, this is the way God created you. My story begins quite innocently. I'll share a little bit about my life. I was born in New York City, Staten Island, in the Pacific. I was had a brother, a younger brother, and a younger sister. I was raised in Brooklyn mostly. I moved there when I was 9 years old. I grew up there. I was raised there, educated there. And I was spent the majority of my life in Brooklyn. I went away in the military for 3 years, and that was where I was able to hear the gospel. And in 1972, I accepted Christ and put my life as my Lord and Savior. And with all that, all through my life, I felt that I was different. I never knew why I felt that way, but I did nevertheless. Now, let me say that. My Christian faith is real and genuine. I accepted Christ as real and genuine. Accepting Christ is wonderful. Some things just aren't going to disappear overnight. And some things will probably have to be dealt with later on. But the main thing is that God's going to be quiet. Anyway, I just mentioned I am started the military. Later on, I got married. Raised a family, work at jobs, worked in different sectors, and worked in the financial sector, worked as a technician. Maybe some of you may have a couple of years when I was young, I worked on the farm. Any farmers out there, you know how hard they work. I truly enjoy it. I love being outdoors. I love nature, being around animals and everything. I truly enjoy it. Enjoyed it. So, I went through my life with this story. Just living life. But every once in a while, that feeling of difference just consume my thought. I had never felt that difference, in a way that it would control or consume my time. It was never like that. I just had, sometimes I had those periods spirits if I was alone and I had these thoughts, meaning that a feeling of detachment. I didn't, as I mentioned, I never knew why, but I didn't always, that feeling was always there. But then again, I always was able always to enjoy whatever moment that I was in. And this went on for a long time. And it was about the new millennium, 2000, that difference became a little more noticeable. You know, in my own mind, from my own standpoint, to everybody else, it's just a regular normal person. I look like a regular normal person, but there would be some of the struggle that went on inside. Then a couple of years, starting around 2000, I'd say. Then about the new, then a couple of years later, I entered college again after 30 years. I went to Christian College. But it just seemed that from that time on, it just seemed to really, really ramp up. Now, it's adjusting to going to being in an academic setting, and then there's a couple of the factors in terms of how I was feeling different. It got to the point where I said, well, I want to break out, and I said, well, break out to what? I mean, was it going to be a big party? Was it going to be a new revelation that I was to be directed to do some special project? See, my difference, the feeling I felt different, I just felt that there was some special project that God had for me that I was going to do at some point in my life. I never ever tied it to a gender thing. That's a person. I say that's a person thing. But I just kind of looked at it as kind of a goal kind of thing I was supposed to do. The guy that had mapped out just for me. Then I was when I started school, you know, I started struggle. I really lashed out at people for no reason. I had some really dark moments. I never had that in my life. It felt like I was falling as a coming abyss. I just didn't know what was going on, but everything was just bubbling up inside me. I mean, how many of you have watched a lot of the werewolf movies? I don't know how one was werewolf. London. I used to watch some of the old Black and White. And the thing I remember about that is that this perfectly normal person looks like would turn into a werewolf when the moon came out. And it's like two people living inside of this, the individual. And I started to feel that that's the way I felt. There's two people living inside of me. I wrote a poem, part of it, a couple of lines that said, like a werewolf, there's two people living inside of me. One was fighting to stay, the old me, and another was trying to see the light of day. That was this new thing that was bubbling up inside of me. It was like I was another person inside of me. But once again, I never ever tied it to gender. It was a battle, quite a battle. It didn't consume me. But the intensity of the battle had increased. I started college fall 2002, and I went through a couple of years, and then it just kept picking up intensity, just kept picking up. I didn't know everything didn't come at once, but it was picking up. It just kept going and going. And that difference that I felt, it became much more noticeable. I just didn't know what it was, why I felt that way. Then it was New Year's Eve 2004. I had a heart attack. A few days later, I had 2005. I had bypass surgery. And I just thank God that God pulled me through that. It was a long process of getting back on my feet, getting my strength back. Quite a process. Yet I had time to thank my wife. So she went to work and kept in touch with me, and I could rest, I could go out, take walks. My body knew what I was supposed to, how much I could do. And in the meantime, I rested. And in the afternoon, I rested. So one time I was home alone. Well, my wife was working. And she, I just had this crazy idea that I wasn't a man, but I was a woman. And it was crazy. I never had thoughts like that. And it was, it just kind of, it was unfathomable. I never thought about it. Something I never thought about or even considered. So each day it went on. And then one day I just decided that I wanted to try on a skirt. Now, as kids, a lot of kids, people have said to me that they've tried on, mom's heels, dad's tie, something like that. That was something that I never did. I just never did it, I guess it just never interested me. Well, now I had this, now I got the urge, it was this urgent. I want to try on the skirt. My wife had plenty of skirts. So I resisted for a long time and kept going off for days. And finally I just said, let me do it. Just get it over with. Intensity there, but so I had to get this over with, it'll pass. How when you're kids, you get this crazy urge to do something on the wild side or, a little crazy. You do it, and after a while, at this moment, after it's done, moment passes, it just goes away. And that was my thinking, that if I just try it on the skirt, let me do it, get it over with, and then the urge will go away. So I did it. Little did I know that instead of the urge going away, it got stronger. It's like that boulder that rolls down that mountain. And once it gets going, there's nothing that's going to stop it. Or another analogy that I use is, once that wagon wheel gets going, it won't stop. The wheel will set in motion. I not only tried on the skirt, I tried on the bra, tried on the blouse, tried on the dress. I just kept going, and the urge just got stronger and stronger. And then I realized that this wasn't going to slow down. This was going, this is going to keep going. And then a few weeks later, I went to, got some counseling. I went to see a counselor. And I told her, I laid out everything. I told them everything. Then there was two counselors. I shared everything that was on my mind. I left no stone unturned. And then they conferred together, and they asked me that. They said to me, well, actually, what you are, you know, you think you're, I thought I had a sexuality problem. What it was, the gender thing. They said that I was cross-dressing. And upon leaving, I remember they said to me, that, did you actually like it? I said, and I had to admit it, yes, I did. But when I walked out, I was kind of in a daze. And I said, no, I couldn't. I was shocked, to put it mildly. So I kind of went into denial for several weeks, you know, and whatever. You know, I kept saying, oh, it's just a phase. But I realized that it wasn't a phase. It's just getting stronger and stronger. Then I began a blog. Writing a blog on the internet. I would, you know, write down my feelings and my thoughts. I kept a journal also. It was a hard time. I recorded all my thoughts, kept all my thoughts, how I was feeling. You know, you keep things inside you somewhat down the line, you just burst. And so sometimes I wrote till like 3-4 in the morning. And I'd be exhausted by the time I finished. By the time I finished writing. But I was happy that I got it all out of it. And it just went on. All this went on for several weeks. And then came the day, July 26th, 2005. I sat down and, you know, I came out to myself as a cross-dresser. All the tension that I felt during that time, it just dissipated. I didn't feel any tension or struggle or anymore. Anything. Now, I've heard a lot of things regarding gay and lesbian, trans people, but there was no condemnation. There was no shame, no guilt, no anything. And sometime later, I had to tell my wife. Now, that was hard. That was probably one of the hardest hours of my life. So I told her. I just told her the truth. I told her everything. Now, naturally, she was shocked. And it was... She was shocked, but it was, you know, but she kind of accepted it. God, this is part of me. I just kept growing. I wore stuff under my clothes at work. I went out publicly in my neighborhood, usually on very early in the morning, dressed, nervous as anything. I've been doing some taking some going to support group meetings, and they helped me tremendously. And I met some people at different stages in their life, and you know, some were transitioning, others weren't. Now, what happened to me was I went cross dressing. And it was the first time that I had gone out. I was nervous when I first went out, but I walked out screaming. One beer, sister helped, went out with me, and it helped. He walked out from me, and nobody paid attention to me. And I, that helped me out so much. And so I went out, and then gradually I went bolder, and I went out by myself. And you know, have the opportunity to encourage a lot of them, because I didn't go through a lot of the struggles that any transgender people go through. God had spared me on a lot of trouble. Some of the stories that I've heard, it's a miracle that they're still alive. But I just thank God that, you know, for them and for their transition and for the fact that they realize it. There are people, you know, they are what we are, committed. And I feel truly blessed. There are a bad group of people that more than likely I would have never met. And I have the most important thing is that God loves them. You know, there's no such thing as a reject in God's kingdom. And these people are precious to God just like anybody else. And I just feel incredibly blessed. And some people out here, you know, who may be listening to this program, you know, God loves you. God created you as you are. And I just believe that my journey is going to take me places that, you know, that I haven't even discovered yet. One thing I discovered is boring to say the least. And I could write, and I'm pretty sure all of us can write a book about our lives and life. I could write a book saying my life. I have the title of My Life on the Fly. Because, you know, sometimes you go through a journey, you go places that you never imagined. You have experiences you never thought were possible. And this certainly was not a part of my plan. I'm saying that right now. But it's a part of God's plan. And I came out late. I was 56 when I came out. Now I'm 67, soon to be 68. You know, but God's timing isn't our timing. His ways aren't our ways. You know, God, when God said, you know, when the time comes right, you know, it'll come right. You know, God, just remember God's on the road with you. You may feel alone, but God's right there on that road. Every step of the way. And I just pray that this story has helped someone. I just pray that whoever listened to this, I just pray that remember that you are who you are. You know, be proud of who you are. You know, be proud of it. If you're a Christian, you know, be proud that you're a child of God. So I'm blessed. No, I just say that I am a, I just tell people that, listen, I am a Christian that happens to be transgender. And it's true. You know, the main thing is my relationship with God in Jesus Christ. You know, my transgender is just one part of my life. You know, it's not my whole life. It's one part of my life. And every day I seek God, you know, I seek Him for His guidance, how I, you know, be helped, and how I can help somebody else. And this is my story, and I just pray that, hope you liked it. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that you would ask God to come into your life, ask Jesus to come into your life. And this is Genevieve, and I'd like to thank you for listening. This is Genevieve's Gems. I'm your host, Genevieve, and I just pray that you have a wonderful day, and I just pray that God will bless you in so many ways today. And I look forward to getting back together with you next time. God bless you.